Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. All right, music fans, get ready because on this week's show, we're going to hear from Selena Gomez, 5 Seconds of Summer, Loud, and more.
Plus, Justin Bieber gives Yummy a country makeover that involves fried chicken and getting her done.
Yeehaw! We're also going to talk Taylor Swift, The Weeknd, Grimes, Ozzy Osbourne, and I am saving this one for you, Chelsea.
That's right, 3 words, BTS, actually letters, but that's exactly where we're starting right now. No arguments. It's New Music Friday, so it's time to break down this week's biggest releases. I'm Chelsea Briggs.
And I'm Fernando Ventura. Welcome to Billboard's first stream live.
Hey, Billboard, we are
BTS.
I mean, can you hear them, Fernando?
Can I hear them? Of course I can hear them. You can hear them on Mars. They are the most passionate fan base on the planet.
That is the BTS army everywhere rejoicing because the boys are officially back with their 4th LP, Map of the Soul 7. Now, BTS has regularly released album series, and this set is the second part of a series that began with last year's Billboard 200 chart-topping Map of the Soul Persona. Remember that, Fernando?
I'm actually still a little bit deaf from that one, too. The celebration was quite boisterous.
It's always big. Now, the new album kicks off with 5 songs from Persona, including Boy With Love, featuring, of course, Halsey.
Love that. Yeah, you're making me a boy with love.
In addition, the album features previously released Map of the Soul 7 songs, Interlude Shadow, Outro Ego, and Black Swan, along with several tracks we're hearing this week for the very first time, including the single On. Now, that song is being released both as a BTS-only take and a version featuring the one and only Sia. Pretty crazy. They've worked with everyone.
And everybody wants to work with them. It's a big deal to be on a BTS album.
So true, and the Sia collaboration is a special digital-only release that isn't included on the physical copies of the album, but we're featuring it right here, right now. Oh yeah, cause we can. Here are BTS and Sia on.
Meanwhile, his voice doesn't make an appearance, but Troye Sivan contributed to the album by co-writing the track Louder Than Bombs. Louder than bombs, I say. So, Chelsea, if you're playing along at home, we've got Halsey, Sia, Troye Sivan, and as you mentioned earlier, these are following so many other recent high-profile collabs by BTS, who've also linked up with Ed Sheeran, The Chainsmokers, Designer, Steve Aoki, and Nicki Minaj.
That's crazy.
Next month, the group will show up on Who, a track from Loud's debut album, which we'll talk about later in today's show, by the way. Mm-hmm. And with all their success, it is no surprise that a long list of VIPs are lining up to work with these guys. But who's at the top of their own wish list for a future collab? Billboard's Lindsay Havens got the scoop from BTS last month on the Grammy red carpet.
Ariana Grande posted on Instagram that she bumped into you all at rehearsal. Mm-hmm. What did you guys talk about, and is a collaboration on the horizon?
We always want to collaborate with Ariana. I mean, she's a one right now, and she's the best. She's one of the best. So actually, she was like practicing next to our studio, and she said she wants to see our rehearsals. And we saw hers, and she saw ours, and you know, that's how it happened. Maybe, please collaborate with us, Ari.
You want it? I get it.
You want it? I got it. Took a few years to soak up
the tears, but look at her now. Watch her go. Yes, look at her now. Ooh la la. Yes. Selena Gomez's 2020 album, Rare, debuted at number one in the Billboard 200 chart just last month. But, if you thought that would stop her from releasing music, think again, friends. This week, we were gifted with a previously unreleased fan favorite song she first performed during the Revival World Tour. And wait. It's already playing, what? So why am I even talking right now? Here's Selena Gomez with Feel Me, and I'm feeling it. Every time you're I mean, it's always great to hear from Selena, and it sounds like we actually have more new music to look forward to real soon. Here's what she told Billboard's Jason Lipschutz in January.
Specifically this year, as far as everything, there's a lot of stuff that I've been working on that I can't wait to talk about and release. I think with music, I'm not going to stop, which is a first for me. Usually once I've completed a project, I feel okay putting it down for a while. But I think I'm going to continue to do that and perhaps some side projects with music. I have all these different goals, and I feel like I'm in the happiest place I've ever been in my life. And I say that with such conviction. And so I think the possibilities are endless. Is it easier to stay?
Next up, we just heard Easier, which will be on 5 seconds of Summer's fourth full-length studio set, Calm, arriving on March 27th. And of course, we've also heard the single Teeth as well, and we got a new track from the LP today. This one's called Old Me.
And just before releasing it, the guy has actually posted, oh my gosh, these adorable childhood photos on Twitter that you should definitely check out. They just remind me of when I took my photos and they were awkward and whatever, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
They're
we
still
all had
cute.
Really bad teeth and our hair, we thought that was
so
really
real.
Cute, but really not that cute.
Turtlenecks were always involved, I feel like, in my pictures. They just always were.
Oh,
I just always had them.
And something plaid. I mean, we can go on all night, but...
I know. Sweaters galore. Anyways, here it is. Five Sauce with Old Me. Shout out to the old me. Everything you showed me. Now, the guys recently talked about the upcoming album on Billboard's Pop Shop podcast with Keith Caulfield and Katie Atkinson. So here's what they had to say.
A lot of the new music has been influenced by nightlife. How do I word this? I don't know. Just paying attention to energies that draw you and inspire you. And I guess that's why we moved to LA. Like, I wouldn't be sitting in middle of nowhere, Sydney, if I was looking for inspiration. And we were looking for things that inspired us, and they were raw. I think there's been some specific musical taste shifts in the group for sure. Especially since the Lost record. I'm going through
changes. And next up, Justin Bieber was the star of our show last week when he unveiled Changes, which is on course to be his 7th number one album on the Billboard 200.
That's crazy. He's not even 30, and he has 7 albums that have hit number one.
It's impressive. I remember first meeting him when he was 16 years old.
Oh,
I can't believe
he's
had 7 albums.
It's like the name of his album, Changes. I think I need to make some serious changes to my life, right?
Yeah.
It makes you reflect on things.
Come on, Chelsea, you should be up to like about your 12th number one album by now.
I mean...
And how do you celebrate success like that? Well, I'll give you two words, Chelsea.
What?
Yee and ha!
Interesting.
Right.
Okay. Not the words
Justin
I would have thought.
Justin goes
but...
country again this week with a new yummy remix. You know, he went country with Dan and Shay with 10,000 Hours.
I love
now
that song.
Now he's doing it again. This time he's teaming up with Florida Georgia Line, which inspired him to deliver some new lyrics complete with a southern drawl. Every time I come around, you get her done. 50-50 love the way you split it. 100 racks, I'ma spend it, baby. Light a match, get lit, baby. That horseback, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah. Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah.
But of course, Justin fans still have Changes on repeat for the near future, so let's go ahead and check out a little of Zane Lowe's recent interview with the singer for Apple Music. Here's Justin talking about the album and his inspiration for the new music, his wife, Hailey Bieber. So cute.
I'm friggin' married now, and I got the best wife in the world. She supports me through so much. I'm really honored to be her husband, and I just...
Really? You've made a whole album about it.
Yeah. It's, you know, this is an album I wrote in the first year of our marriage, you know? So it's like there's so much more to learn about commitment and, you know, building trust and foundation. I'm looking forward to continuing to build and make music that's going to reflect that. On myself.
Right now, we are experiencing blinding lights from
I
the weekend's fourth studio album, After Hours. It now has a release date, March 20th, for After Hours by The Weeknd. The set is the follow-up to 2016's multi-platinum Starboy. I can't believe it's been that long between albums.
That's crazy.
That one, of course, topped the Billboard 200 albums chart. In addition to Blinding Lights, the R&B superstar has also shared the advanced song, Heartless, which in itself is also a gigantic hit, too.
Now, this week, he unveiled the album cover, a.k.a. close-up of his bloody face. Yikes, I didn't really like that. We also got dates for his first tour since 2018, kicking off on March 20th. And, he also dropped a new song, the moody slow burner title track. Here it is, The Weeknd's After Hours.
We are listening to The Man from Taylor Swift's album Lover, which dropped in August and debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. This week, Taylor shared the recording and video from her Paris performance of The Man from September. And during that special concert in the French capital, Taylor also performed live debuts of Death by a Thousand Cuts, Cornelia Street, You Need to Calm Down, and the Lover title track. Hopefully, we'll get more recordings from that show in the near future.
Yes.
But for now, Swifties rejoice because here's Taylor with her adoring fans singing along to The Man live from Paris.
And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Because if I was a man, then I'd be the man. I'd be the man.
And as we celebrate this live version of Taylor Swift's feminist anthem, let's take a minute to listen to some of Taylor's comments when receiving Billboard's Woman of the Decade Award in September. Chelsea, I know you were there to watch her receive this award.
It was such a moment for sure.
In the last 10 years, I have watched as women in this industry are criticized and measured up to each other and picked at for their bodies, their romantic lives, their fashion. But you know, I've learned that the difference between those who can continue to create in that climate usually comes down to this: who lets that scrutiny break them and who just keeps making art.
That is Violence, Grimes' song with EDM producer IO. It's from her fifth album, Miss Anthropocene, which finally arrived this week. Now, the set shows off the experimentation we expect from the artist as it explores sounds from nu metal to driving synth pop.
Here's a track Grimes debuted for us last week. It's called Delete Forever. Zane Lowe spoke to Grimes about the song Delete Forever recently for Apple Music.
I guess the song is like this is a pretty bummer song. I guess it's kind of about the opioid epidemic and that kind of thing. I've had like quite a few friends actually like pass away. In particular, one friend when I was like 18 passed away from complications related to opioid addiction. You know, artists keep dying and stuff. So I wrote the song on the night Lil Peep died or whatever, because I just got like super triggered. Lil Peep and Juice WRLD were both like, the artist it's happening to specifically feels mean. Maybe it's just my particular, like who I'm a fan of, but it just feels, it's like a little too on the nose. Like I think a lot of the people who in my opinion were best expressing issues of like mental health. And so to have them die specifically, it's like, it just feels like fit, like a weird hopelessness or something.
On your list, just leave it. You don't mean it.
We are listening to Mean It, Lauv's team up with Lainey from his upcoming debut album, How I'm Feeling, which is set to drop on March 6th. As we mentioned earlier, we're anxiously awaiting the BTS collab, Who? But Lauv's been generous when it comes to advanced songs. We've heard half of the cuts on the 21-track LP so far, including a power ballad he shared this Thursday. It's an anthemic single for a technology-driven generation, and it's called Modern Loneliness. Here, take a listen to that.
We don't know how to come down. Modern loneliness, we're never alone, but always depressed. Yeah. Love my friends to death, but I never call and I'll never text.
Now, Billboard's Taylor Weatherby spoke to Lauv about the album. You can check out the full interview soon on billboard.com, but here's a quick tease of their chat where they touch on the new track.
You've already released like half of the songs now, so does it feel like you're releasing an album? Like,
it does, because there's a lot of songs I think people aren't going to expect. They're going to be very different.
Which very ones different. Do you feel like are going to be kind of the most unexpected for fans?
El Tejano. Billy. I mean, I'm really excited for the one with BTS. Modern Loneliness is my favorite one. I love that song.
Is Modern Loneliness the end of the album because it's your favorite? Or
just because it's sort of like a bookend of like Drugs and the Internet. It was sort of like my crisis that I had that was like the beginning of the whole album. And then Modern Loneliness is sort of like in a similar world, but to me feels a little bit more like this uplifting, unifying song.
Okay.
Now, another recent cut from the upcoming album is Lauv's collab with British singer Anne Marie. I'm Lonely. I'm lonely, I'm lonely, I'm lonely. Anne Marie actually talked to First Stream Live recently about how that song came about. Take a listen.
I actually met Lauv maybe like 3 months before the song happened. So we met in London and it was at a radio event, I think. And he was in the dressing room across from me and he was really chill and I was really hyper and I was like, wow, this guy definitely hates me, and but apparently not, and we ended up doing the song. And I just thought this subject is so cool, like it's a cool subject, and it's also very interesting because people are lonely, you know, and like that's okay. So I just feel like this song was very different. I haven't heard a song like that before, so it was interesting. And I love Lauv, he's so great.
Many times I lost control. Tried to kill my rock and roll.
Now talk about legends coming together. That's
right?
Elton John.
Oh my
adding
God.
Some beautiful piano to the melancholy title track to Ozzy Osbourne's new album. It is called Ordinary Man. Now, this has been a rough week for Ozzy and his fans as the rocker announced that he canceled his 2020 North American tour dates to seek additional medical treatments for Parkinson's disease.
So sad.
Ozzy says he will be able to do the tour down the road, but since he won't be able to get to Switzerland for treatment until April, he had to cancel previously scheduled dates for now. And Sharon Osbourne, his wife, talked about this on the show The Talk.
We spoke to the doctor who Ozzy is going to see in Switzerland, and he looked at Ozzy's itinerary and he said, you know, you're going to be here a while. And we're like, yeah, 2 weeks, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And he's like, now? Maybe up to 8. So I'm like, okay, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. So we have to stay there a while.
So as we wish the very best, of course, to Ozzy, fans get a chance to celebrate his work this week in the form of his first album since 2010's Scream. In addition to Sir Elton John, Ozzy's new set features producer Andrew Watt playing guitar, as well as Guns N' Roses' Duff McKagan on bass, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith. Rage Against the Machine guitarist Tom Morello also shows up, as does Slash, who appears on the recently released Straight to Hell. Now, Post Malone, meanwhile, appears on Take What You Want, the team up with Ozzy and Travis Scott that we first heard last year. But Ozzy's new BFF Post is also featured on a screaming metal blitz called It's a Raid.
Ooh, I want to hear that.
I know, and we're about to.
Here's what else you need to know about this week.
Save your predictions. Burn your assumptions.
That is Dance of the Clairvoyants, the first single from, speaking of legends, Pearl Jam's highly anticipated upcoming album, Gigaton. Set to arrive on March 27th. This week, we got the second track from the project. Here's Pearl Jam with Superblood Wolf Moon.
I'm feeling selfish and I want what's right.
Finally, we last heard from Kenny Chesney when he dropped that track, Tip of My Tongue, in 2019. But the country star is back here and now with a new song called Here and Now.
So we don't know yet if it'll appear on the new album, Kenny's Tease for 2020, but the singer did post this about the track. He said, "This song says everything about how we put off living our lives because there's other stuff to do. Only thing is, that's how you miss what matters." So let's go ahead and listen to a little bit of it right now. Kenny Chesney with Here and Now.
Ain't no better time than here and now. Everybody's waiting, but they're waiting on what? Better get to living, cause all we got is here and now.
All right, that's our show for this week.
BTS, BTS, BTS.
Calm down.
All hey, right. I can't hear you.
Can we bring
what?
Down the crowd noise?
I can't hear you over the passion of the fans.
Don't forget to join us every Friday on Billboard.com for your insider's guide to all the best new music. Next week, here's something to look forward to. Lil Baby's new album, it's called My Turn.
And the crowd loves that too, Fernando.
I'm Fernando Ventura.
And I'm Chelsea Briggs. We'll see you next time on First Stream Live.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.